Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Presented by Chafe and Luana, injury law firm doing good by doing right. Pierre Maguire, NHL on NBC, 93.7 The Fan, NHL Insider. As the NHL shifts to phase two of its comeback with the 2014 proposal accepted by the players, going to join us at 4. John Clayton over the weekend. Our 93.7 The Fan NFL Insider wrote that Russell Wilson wants the Seahawks to sign Antonio Brown. Russell Wilson wants the Seahawks to sign Antonio Brown. The more and more I think about that, the more and more I think, Russell, be careful what you wish for. Be careful what you wish for. Because I understand why, if I'm Russell Wilson, in my head, I think I can make it work. I've been around big personalities before. I played with Marshawn Lynch. I played on the same team as Richard Sherman. I've got a coach that lets players kind of fly their crazy flag a little bit. Give me a chance to work with this guy. What I don't get, though, is how Russell Wilson, smart guy, I think everybody says about Russell Wilson what a professional he is. Really super polished. Knows how to act, knows what to say almost all the time. He never gets tripped up. Wise beyond his years kind of guy. How does Russell Wilson ignore, how could he not see or not factor into his opinions on Antonio Brown how it ended here? And how it didn't work in New England. You've got the two winningest organizations by Lombardis, Super Bowls, the Patriots and the Steelers. And Antonio Brown has a really ugly split with the Steelers and a really brief stint with the Patriots. And so I could understand, and I've said this before, if you're the Ravens, and you're in the same conference as the Chiefs, and you've got a really cheap quarterback, and you feel like you've got to keep up with Kansas City, score touchdown for touchdown with them. I get why it would make sense for Baltimore, from a football standpoint, to roll the dice with Antonio Brown. If we're going to beat Kansas City, we need to fight fire with fire. We need another weapon, Antonio Brown. If you're Seattle, you've already won a Super Bowl. You've been to another. If not for a boneheaded decision, you would have won back-to-back Super Bowls. You've got a quarterback who's a veteran guy, And I would think he would have the football acumen and smarts to look at, well, why didn't it work with Roethlisberger? Ben got him the ball all the time. Ben targeted Antonio Brown all the time. They put up super big numbers, super huge numbers, and the guy still wasn't happy there. He still wasn't content with the situation. So if I'm Russell Wilson, smart guy, I would think there's a reason why he's still a free agent. Like, am I going to be able to get more out of this person, this player? Am I going to be able to keep him happy in a way that the Steelers organization, one of the best in the business, couldn't do? Am I going to be able to keep this guy happy in a way that another Hall of Fame quarterback couldn't do? That's what I would do. If I'm Russell Wilson, I'm the one that is arguing for this guy. I'm advocating it. I'm pushing for it. That's what I don't get. You would think Russell Wilson, he strikes me as the type of person that is so like team oriented and team driven that he's the guy that gives you the like football cliches and huddle cliches all the time because he actually believes in them. He believes in the chemistry and the bond and all of that. But if you're the one vouching for Antonio Brown, you're really saying the hell with all that stuff. I just want to put up numbers. I just want to put up stats. That's what Antonio Brown, if you're Russell Wilson, Antonio Brown doesn't make you a winner. Antonio Brown is going to give you an opportunity to put up huge numbers. And you might think, well, if those two guys are putting up huge numbers, well, then they're going to automatically win. Not necessarily. We lived through it. We learned the hard way in Pittsburgh. Just because you have an incredible quarterback wide receiver connection like Ben Roethlisberger and Antonio Brown, that doesn't guarantee you anything. That's not necessarily the pathway to winning the Super Bowl. Russell Wilson, smart guy and always preaches team first. And he's out there angling to get a guy that videotaped a post-game speech from his coach on Facebook Live. Pete Carroll and the Seahawks are into personalities. But I didn't think Russell Wilson thought that way. It's just one of those situations, man, where I think we've all lived through it. I really do. I think we've all had a brush with crazy. You know? Why didn't the relationship work? Well, eh. I'm pretty sure I'm not actually going to point the finger at somebody else. I'm pretty sure that I have probably been that person in the relationship, where the other party was probably asked, well, why would you break up with him? Great looking, excellent opinions on sports. Why would you break up with this Filippone guy? Cuckoo, cuckoo. A little bit nutsy. Antonio Brown looks good. Stats look good to a quarterback. All of that is quarterback friendly. The numbers and the talent, very quarterback friendly. But he is a football whack job. And if you're Russell Wilson, why would you want to bring that headache upon yourself? If I were him, I wouldn't feel like it was worth it. And then I would wonder, is Russell Wilson selfish. Like, he's always trying to be the, it's about us, it's we, it's not me. And you really divorce yourself from that when you pound the table for Antonio Brown. Antonio Brown doesn't give a damn about the Seahawks. He doesn't care about team success. He just wants the stats. He wants the numbers. He wants the money. He's an independent contractor. The truest thing about Antonio Brown, it's been said over and over again, and it keeps getting said because it's 100% right. He would rather put up big numbers and lose than put up bad numbers and win. I believe that, and a lot of other people connected to the Steelers and around the Steelers believe that too. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Jim Shorkey Kia, Pittsburgh's number one Kia dealer shop, all three locations at ShorkeyKia.com. Where would the Antonio Brown Seahawks jersey rank in the power rankings of Antonio Brown jerseys? Patriots, Raiders, Steelers, Seahawks. Craig?
Are you talking just the aesthetics
of
it?
Yes, just the way it looks.
The classic Steelers jersey for me, it'd be them and the Raiders would be the top two. Then the Patriots, the Seahawks jersey would be last for me.
You're not into the neon?
Nah. And I like gimmicky jerseys, but I don't like theirs. Never really been into the Seahawks. Where is it for you?
I like the Raiders number, I don't, unless it's changed, and I don't think it has with Vegas. I like the Raiders jersey because it is true to the way it's pretty much always been the most. I like the Steelers when they throw it back to the way the numbers and the whole way the edging on the numbers and like the shoulder pads design and all that, like the shoulder jersey design. I like that from the 70s better. So if that was their full-time jersey, I would put the Steelers one. Because it's not, I put it two. When the Patriots wear those red throwbacks, that is a great jersey. But their current jersey now, I think I would actually put that last. I would put Seattle's jersey ahead of that. So I would go Oakland, Pittsburgh, or Vegas, Pittsburgh, Seattle, New England.
I got a brother-in-law who's a big Brady and Patriots, or was a big Brady and Patriots
fan. Wait a minute.
Fan.
Whoa. Rewind. Start that sentence over again.
A brother-in-law, yeah.
Who?
Big Patriots fan.
Why?
A big fan of Brady.
Why, though?
I think just likes to make people mad that he's not a Steelers fan.
So, born and bred in Pittsburgh.
Yep.
And did he ever like the Steelers?
Yeah, I believe so. Not like a diehard fan.
So
like,
he quit the Steelers and jumped on the Patriots bandwagon?
Yep.
Are you friends with this person?
I mean, questionable. My other brother-in-law is born and raised Cleveland. He's a Browns fan. Like, this is what I got to deal with. At least, I mean, one of them I can make fun of for it.
So your brother-in-laws are pretty much, from a sports perspective, the worst parts of Chris Mueller's personality.
Oh, yeah.
Chris is pro-Patriots, and even though he ripped up his Browns fan card, I still think he's looking for an opening to pop right back in with
them. I don't get to leave here and be done with that. That is like my personal life it is still a part of. But long story short, he has the red Brady jersey. A Patriots fan chooses that jersey, to your point.
The vintage look.
Yep.
Vintage isn't always better. I know you don't like the current Seahawks jersey, but I think it's better than the one they wore in the 80s with Franco Harris in that weird-looking jersey and Steve Largent and those guys. But, okay. Good talk.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.